says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
Welcome, folks. You are tuned in to the
Nat
Dude's Eye. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host, from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, New York time. We'll be talking about our man in New York, Donald Trump, here in just a moment. Here on April 26th, 2024. And the this is a live show, of course. You can tell by all the stumbling about that I do in this show, totally unrehearsed. And the well, a lot happened in the last 24 hours in the Trump world, so we'll try to touch upon it here in the next hour. If you want to call in, you can do so at area code 512-248-8252. And, okay, there we go. I'm just getting a message here from our tremendous producer. And let me get him back on my screen here. There it is. And, you know, he shared something with me last night that I didn't even know about, which is that back in 2018, in May of 2018, the great John Stadtmiller, who is, no, he's the genius who created Republic Broadcasting Network, he was in talks with, of all people, NBC. NBC contacted John Stadtmiller, and they were requesting of John Stadtmiller, they wanted to put this show, the Trump Phenomenon Show with James Kelso, they wanted to put it on a national report. They wanted to do a feature. And they were going to feature the Trump Phenomenon radio show with James Kelso. And John Stadtmiller gave them the high sign. And he did that because, you know, and he's a man of great experience. So he knows how these snakes operate. When they want to talk to you on the phone, they want to interview you, nothing ever good comes from interacting with these vipers. So cognizant of that, he, unbeknownst to me, turned down NBC's request to use this show as, you know, one of their, something they could put on the air. So here, I'll play, there's a little piece of audio tape I'm going to play for you here that I heard for the first time last night, where John Stadtmiller talks about that. This will take us back to days of yore, John Stadtmiller, and the late great John Stadtmiller. Here he is in 2018 at his prime. And this show was rather new at that time. It was, you know, only a couple of years old. Okay, so I'm going to fumble around here with my audio. Let me find the spot where he's talking about this subject. So it'll be hit or miss here. I'll turn it on, then I'll try again. Here we go.
Well, let me think about it.
Okay, wait, I think I got it there.
Reporting? Steve. They just reported what they wanted to report. We report, you decide. Decide on what? What you're reporting? Well, I guess I'm in a position I can do that. Hell, I even got NBC nosing around. They want to come in and they want to film the network doing James Kelso remotely.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Yeah, I talked to this guy last Friday and I said, well, let me think about it. Now, let me see how this would go. NBC.
There you go. That's it. And then John Stadtmiller told him to go pound sand, or words to that effect. So beautiful, beautiful. That was all of, let's see, that was in May of 2018. Here we are, you know, time keeps a rolling, does it not? Here we are at 2024. John Stadtmiller's up there looking down on us, hopefully proud of what we've been doing since he departed the earthly plane. And let's see, this is almost May of 2024, so that's 6 years ago. My oh my, children have been born, people have gotten married, people have bought homes, people have died. A lot has happened in 6 years. And of course, back then in May of 2018, Donald Trump was just digging his heels in, just getting started there in that first term. And, I'm a little hot. Okay. Well, okay. Let me turn my, let's see. I've got some various, where I turn my gain down here. How about, is that better? Okay. My gain was a little bit much there. So let us, low these 6 years later, let us continue. And NBC, if you're still listening, you can keep pounding your sand. All right. Let me look at my notes. And, you know, I said yesterday, you know, I just developed this huge pile of paper of things that happened that day. You know, it reminds me of watching Alex Jones. When Alex Jones starts his TV broadcast, he's got a pile about 6 inches high of papers in front of him. And now I know what that was all about. That's, he does it all day, you know, most of the night. He's listening, he's watching what's going on, and he's taking notes, and he's running off copies on his printer. A little hot. Okay, Okay, how's this? Is this better? Okay. Okay. All right. So I can also just get my fit for radio face further away from the microphone. Perfect for radio face. Anyway, let me just go over a few things that just I'm going to go here kind of randomly as I flip through papers over neat and horrible things I noted today. Here's one. Donald Trump owns 115 million shares of TruthSocial.com. And today he posted about how proud he is of TruthSocial.com and how pleased he is that we patriots are pumping it up. He owns 115 million shares. The stock today is on fire. Yesterday, it was on fire. And I mean, going up. Today, DJT, Donald John Trump, that's the stock ticker at NASDAQ, if you want to buy shares. Today, they would have cost you 42 dollars a share, rounding it off to the nearest dollar, $42 a share. And I'll tell you what, it's a bargain at that price, in my humble opinion. But if you multiply 115 million shares that Donald Trump owns times 42 bucks, you come up with $4.75 billion. And that's unencumbered, I believe. That's unencumbered money, free and clear. That is, he needs that to combat the lawfare and all other forms of, can you imagine, for instance, what kind of funding he needs for the security that has to accompany him everywhere, 24 hours a day? And the Secret Service won't do. I don't know. I'm just guessing myself. But I don't think the Secret Service provides a former president, 50 agents. Probably some kind of smaller detail. But Donald Trump has a crowd of people around him. I'll bet you a dollar to a donut, much of that security is paid for by Donald Trump. And if I were Donald Trump, I would, rather than trust the U.S. government to provide me my security of my life and my children, my family, I would hire people that I interviewed and that I hired and that I checked out and that I supervised, rather than rely on some government agency for my very life. So I'm sure he's paying for that. Now, by the way, today in New York City, Donald Trump, we'll hear him in a second, speaking eloquently about the eighth day of his kangaroo court star chamber trial in New York City. And, that prompted me to look up, where is the New York State Court that he's having to, that he's, where he's under house arrest, effectively. And it's in Lower Manhattan. And as I was looking for that, I said, well, let's look around in Lower Manhattan and Midtown. I've never looked at the map of all of Trump's properties in Manhattan, because remember, this Letitia James and this Judge Marchon and all these other people, they want to steal from Donald Trump, Judge Engelron, what could go wrong with him? They want to steal all his property and, a $500 million judgment against him. $500 million bond that they're demanding of him. Well, which was reduced by somewhat more sensible jurists above Engelron. But I noted it down. Donald Trump has made Manhattan. He has, people think he's a braggart or a boaster. No, he's not. Not at all. Here I've been following him, fellow New Yorker. I've been following him for my gosh, you know, 8 years. 8 years. And I was unaware of this because he doesn't talk about it. You know how much he owns in Manhattan? He owns, and I'll just quickly read this off. We'll kind of get you dizzy with this. He owns or has a part ownership now, but mostly these he owns outright. Trump Place, which is Riverside South, which is huge. It's 10 blocks long. Trump Place, Riverside South, is 10 blocks long, and it's all skyscraper size. He owns 610 Park Avenue, the former Mayflower Hotel. Trump Park East. He owns Trump Park. He owns Trump International Hotel and Tower. He owns Trump Tower. He owns Trump Park Avenue. He owns 1290 Avenue of the Americas. He owns Trump Plaza. He owns Trump Palace. He owns Trump World Tower. He owns 40 Wall Street, the former Manhattan Company building. And he owns Trump Soho, New York. And that's just some of what he owns in New York. And these are huge buildings, massive sky. One of them, for instance, just one of them, 40 Wall Street, one of the smaller buildings that he now owns, was in 1930, when it was completed, was the tallest building in the world. That's one of his smaller properties. And he renamed it the Trump Building. I love it. It must be interesting when you get into a cab in New York City and cabby says, where to? And you go, the Trump Building. You got to help me more than that. Is it the tower? Is it the park, the plaza, the palace, the world? Is it Park East? Is anyway, so that's kind of interesting. So let me look through my notes some more here. Other neat stuff that happened. Here's good news. Good news. Well, let's see here. Good news today from Stephen Miller. I'm a big fan of Stephen Miller, who went to Santa Monica High School, near and dear to me. And he was on television reporting a poll that just came out in which people were asked, do you support mass deportation of undocumented immigrants? That was the language used. Very, very namby-pamby, politically correct language. Do you support mass deportation of undocumented immigrants? Now, even when asked that way, they didn't ask, and then Stephen Miller comments on this, what they should have asked is, do you support mass deportation of illegal aliens? They didn't ask that. So they tried their hardest to soften the question and make the illegal aliens sound a little more friendly by calling them undocumented immigrants. But even when asked that way, get this, folks, 51% of America answers yes. Get them out of here. And this is now, and this is asked in this softball way by liberals at a polling company. Get them out of here. We'll take a break right now. That's just the beginning. We'll have more right after the break.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Talk about the old times. There we go. Here's one that I want to give a big praise to one of my heroes, and you know, the big three heroes for Kelso are Charlie Kirk, Steve Bannon, and Tucker Carlson. Bing, bang, boom. Well, today, Charlie Kirk, on his show, he said something very powerful, very good. He said, what we have, and he's talking about that, oh, that poll I was referring to at the beginning. I didn't give you the punchline. 51% of Americans say, get them out of here right now. And Stephen Miller said, hey, if that question had been asked the way it should have been asked, which is, do you support the mass deportation of illegal aliens? He said it would have gone up 20 points. It would have been 70%. But now here's the kicker. There's nothing surprising that, you know, people like us, you out there, yes, you, I'm talking to you, that you support mass deportation of illegal aliens. Of course. I mean, is there some jerk in our audience who doesn't? I don't think so. But the same question was asked of Democrats. 42% of Democrats agree with us. 42%. Oh, Holy moly. And what Charlie Kirk said, that pinned Charlie Kirk's eyebrows back. Because what that means is that Joe Biden is screwed in this election on the issues. It's already too late for Joe Biden. It's already too late for the demon rats and Communist Party USA. They've already lost their base. This is the big issue, and 42% of their base doesn't like what they are doing. Uh-oh. You're going over the cliff. And what Charlie Kirk said is, we've got it. We've got it. President Trump, I implore you, pound on immigration. Pound on the illegals. Pound on the illegal crime. Pound on the stuffed and overcrowded emergency rooms. Pound on the taking away of our jobs by illegal aliens who gladly will work for $10 an hour cash, don't pay any Social Security, and get us Americans fired, laid off, or never hired. And then, speaking of workers like that, here's what Charlie Kirk came up with, a beautiful formulation. He said, what we have is proven and reflected in this poll with 42% of Democrats. What kind of Democrats are these? He said they are part of what Donald Trump launched, which is, and he did it. Donald Trump did it. No one else. And all these Nikki Haley idiots need to realize this, is that Donald Trump a blue-collar counter-revolution. That's the key word. A blue-collar counter-revolution. And that blue-collar counter-revolution is being led by and waged by a group that Charlie Kirk, again, what felicity with language Charlie Kirk has. It's being waged by the muscular class. And that must include an awful lot of you out there in listener land. You are part of the muscular class, meaning what? You work. You actually do work. You actually break into a sweat. You actually get your hands. Oh, and Kirk has this way. You're the people that shower in the morning early before you go to work. And you have to shower again when you get home because you're dirty. You built America. You built things like that skyscraper at, where was it? Park Avenue, and I forget the intersection. But those guys were building a skyscraper. And they were, by the way, only a little more than a mile away from the New York State Court, where Donald Trump is an effective prisoner. So Donald Trump is tooling around his city. This is the city Donald Trump built more than any other person. These towers, these massive buildings, these acts of genius that he put together just in Manhattan, but he's got properties all over the world. The highest concentration, of course, is in Manhattan. And in any event, we'll come back to this.
Calling in the initial request for an airstrike.
We'll be right back.
My position, OP jockey, no mark. Target location is 140, 530 meters, group of three tanks in the open, no mark, over.
I then responded, send it, which prompts the controller to transmit the coordinates and target. In this case, a group of three enemy tanks.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
We're back, and picking up where I was talking, I was praising Charlie Kirk, and who came up with the phrase "blue collar counter revolution." He came up with the phrase "the muscular class" to describe all of you folks out there, including me. I'm doing a brake job myself right now. I'm not at this moment, but. It's pretty rough getting all that brake grease off my hands before I start the show. And Donald Trump did it. He is completely transformed. And oh, here's what's going on. And Charlie Kirk talks about this. Charlie Kirk, of course, is based in Phoenix, Arizona. And he says this is ground central. This is where the battle is being fought first and foremost. The neocons, the rhinos, the Republican Uniparty, these people hate Donald Trump. And they're trying to outlast him. They're trying to hold their breath underwater until we go away. And then they will resurface and they'll be back with their Uniparty party. But it's not going to happen. And in Arizona, the They are, well, let's go nationwide here for a moment. Mike Davis was being interviewed by Steve Bannon, and Mike Davis said some very interesting things. The day after Mike Davis and Steve Bannon talked about Jim Jordan, and Steve Bannon went wild on Jim Jordan. He said, "You suck. Jim Jordan, you suck." So what he is doing is throwing the gauntlet down. He's saying, come on. No more time for footsie. We're not playing footsie anymore. This is... Oh, okay. We'll get to it in just a second. So he said, Jim Jordan, you suck. Now, no coincidence, the next day, Jim Jordan... Oh, and he says, Jim Jordan, when are you going to do something? When are you going to defund Mayorkas? Because you have the power. Mike Johnson, he said, Mike Johnson, you suck. Because they haven't done anything. They haven't defunded anybody, even one penny. They have the power of the purse. They can defund Alejandro Mayorkas. They can defund Jack Smith. They can defund Big Fannie Willis. They can defund Letitia Peekaboo James. They can defund this other loser, Alvin Bragg. They can cut off their funding. Just cut it off. They're violating the Constitution. They're destroying America. And here's what Charlie Kirk said, more eloquence. He said, the Uniparty wants Trump defeated. And what he's saying is that people like Jim Jordan are a little too close to the Uniparty. Mike Johnson, we know, is right there. He's in the Uniparty. But Jim Jordan doesn't seem to have enough testosterone to actually fight. And as the head of the Judiciary Committee in the House, he has the power to investigate these people. That's not enough, but it's something. But they have more power. They can defund these people. And Mike Davis, great attorney, who hopefully will figure prominently in the future Trump administration, he said, Andrew Weissman, lawyer up, buddy, because you're running a criminal conspiracy. And I won't give you, those of you who know who Andrew Weissman is, enough said. And for the rest of you, he's one of the central bad guys. He was Robert Mueller's attack dog in Russiagate. And then Steve Bannon says, it was Mike Davis who said, you Arizona criminals. And by the way, the governorship was stolen. Both senatorial seats were stolen. Arizona is a rhino. The rhinos have run Arizona, a red state, a Trump state, and they're turning it into a red state. But he says this. I love the rhetoric. Arizona, you Arizona criminals, you rhinos, buckle up, cupcakes. Because what's needed is some real fighting talk. Steve Bannon uses the phrase, what we need is smash mouth. We need smash mouth. None of this footsie. None of this giggling crap. So anyway, that was... let's go to our callers here. Let's go to two of them, Dr. Kelly in California, and we'll follow that with Romeo in Montreal. Dr. Kelly, what's on your mind?
Oh, dude, you're on fire tonight. I love it. You're cracking me up. And that's the beauty of being a carnivore, isn't it? You're not soy boy.
Definitely not soy boy.
What is good, Kelso? Crush your enemies. See them driven before you and the lamentation of the women. I changed it. What is good, Conan, to what is good, Kelso? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like the rhetoric of Charlie Kirk and Steve Bannon.
There's a man, baby.
Very good, thank you, Mike.
Yes, yes.
What's wonderful is we've got these brilliant people at the head of our army, and they're being heard, and they're being heeded, because Jim Jordan, within 24 hours, Jim Jordan brought out a big fat report saying, you know, well, we're going after the conspiracy, the illegal conspiracy of the Department of Justice, and so he must have been sitting on this. I mean, how did it come out, you know, 12 hours after Steve Bannon says, Jim Jordan, you suck? Because Jim Jordan recognizes there are people in Northwest Ohio, in his congressional district, they're hearing Steve Bannon, who they admire more than Jim Jordan, and Charlie Cook, who they admire more than Jim Jordan. They're saying, Jim Jordan, you suck.
Yeah.
And Jim Jordan,
you're not your top, you're about to get it.
Yeah. This is not good for me. These two guys saying I suck, I better do something. I better get off my, you know, at my ass and
do
something.
You better hatch the egg, buddy.
Yeah. So anyway, it's beautiful. Good things are happening. And there, you know, some other good news that I was, you know.
Not too bright, folks. Not too bright.
Yeah, there we go. Charlie Kirk said there's been some good news today. Some of the good news is coming out of the Supreme Court. The left is tearing their hair out because it looks as if, by probably a 6-3 vote on the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court is going to repudiate Jack Smith.
That's right.
They're going to give him a big black eye.
That's right.
And,
Amen. Right.
That's so right. This is led by Justices Alito and Thomas. And I like what I think it was either Charlie Kirk or it was Jim Jordan, it was Mike Davis said, Justice Clarence Thomas is the greatest justice on our Supreme Court.
That's right.
So the left is freaking out because if they repudiate, if they repudiate Jack Smith, and that will have a ripple effect that will affect all of these prosecutions, and it'll start a domino effect. Of these
there's blowback coming.
Blowback,
what
and
goes around comes around.
These persecutions.
F equals ma, force equals mass times acceleration, and energy is never created or destroyed. It is only transformed. Hey, did you get your Pottinger's Cats book?
Yes, I do. I have it right by me here.
Sweet. Check it out,
and thank you.
You're on fire. Keep going. Love your show tonight. Love your work. And, cool, dude. The Trump drops are epic. The Judge Jeanine, the cool people, the wise elders.
Yeah.
Surfers rule.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Kelly. You're one of the wise elders. Let's go to Romeo in Montreal. Romeo, what's on your mind? Come in, Romeo.
Romeo.
He must take into consideration that the Indians felt the same way you do.
Yes, go ahead.
People, when the families come to the United States, their offspring are more American than the Americans. And, you know, the foreigners you're talking about, people like Nikola Tesla, Albert Einstein, these people would have produced factories and technology that could employ thousands. You have the wrong idea. You tend to think that because people are foreigners, that they're more stupider than United States people. But that's not true. They have highly skilled training.
As a matter of fact,
the communist countries, they pour energy and knowledge into doctors, physicists, all kinds of professional people.
Romeo, let me ask you a question. I'm listening to you, but let me ask you this question here. Have you been listening to Donald Trump when he has made the shocking point that crime has been cut in half in Venezuela because the dictator of Venezuela, the communist dictator of Venezuela, Maduro, has emptied his prisons, rounded up his gangs, emptied his mental institutions, and shipped them all to the cartels in Mexico, so they are now in the U.S. Now, surely these are not the people you're talking about, the good immigrants who will help build America.
You don't like the system in Venezuela, do you? You think it's garbage.
You know who doesn't like the system in Venezuela? The millions of Venezuelans who are fleeing in every direction.
No, that's right. But why aren't they the people that you want? They are escaping from autocratic governments, communists.
Romeo, you didn't listen to me when I told you. You changed the subject. You deflected. Okay, are you happy that Venezuela's prisons, gangs, and mental institutions have now been shipped into the U.S. courtesy of Joe Biden?
In proportion to the United States incarceration, it's a small number.
No, you're deflecting again. Are you happy that, and it's not just, I use Venezuela as an example. Donald Trump is citing this, which the media that you read, Romeo, doesn't report, is that they are not sending the world's best or most ambitious or people who yearn for freedom. That's not who's arriving. Okay, so for instance, you do. Look at your TV screen. Don't look at MSNBC or CNN because they won't show it on the screen. But Fox will show it on the screen. Real America's Voice will show it on their screen. Those armies, 20 wide, as far as you can see, all the way to the horizon, of nothing but military age males, not little children, not innocent women, military age males, able males, strong males. What do you think that is? What kind of an invasion is that? How about the hundreds of thousands?
If you want the United States to be protected, what do you want? School children to come in?
I want just as you know who Vivek Ramaswamy.
Your country is the finest in the world.
Do you think? Let me ask you this. You're pretty. Let me ask you this, Romeo. Do you think there are people in the world who are the worst, just around the world? Is there a group of people you wouldn't want to come into your, welcome into your community? Are there such people?
Yes.
Or is everybody wonderful?
Yes, there are people.
Okay, well, they're here. They were brought in by your boy Biden.
The people I'm thinking of are the most warlike people on the planet. The most
You mean like the cult of death run by Volodymyr Zelensky?
I'm sorry? But what about the Zelensky? What did he ask?
He's running a cult of death. He's murdering hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians with his insane war, which also Biden is bringing, and which Biden, helped by Mike Johnson, just shipped off $61 billion worked for the sweat of the muscular class, the blue-collar counter-revolution, which I don't think you're very happy about. I think you are part of the professional or the academic or the white-collar class who are kind of dumbfounded by the fact that the guys who actually work hate what you're talking about. They love Donald Trump. They want our border closed. They're not swallowing. They're not drinking your Kool-Aid anymore. People that come. Okay, now do you know who Vivek Ramaswamy is?
The communists were right, were they? They wanted their borders closed also. Is the United States becoming communist?
You're deflecting again. Okay, do you know who Vivek... I'll ask you a specific question. Do you know who Vivek Ramaswamy is?
Say the name slowly again, please.
Oh, God, you're not even following anything. Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yes, I... Right off the cuff, I don't... I know the name. I heard the
name,
but...
He's a guy who ran
He's a candidate in the United States.
Yes, and he terminated his candidacy and threw his full support behind Donald Trump. Vivek Ramaswamy was brought to the United States when he was 6 years old, I believe, from India. And here's what he said yesterday. He said, if the first act, and he said, my family came here legally, and I love America. If people whose first act is to commit a felony, their first act is to break the law of the United States, we don't need those people. You are disqualified immediately. If the first thing you do is give America the middle finger, break their laws, break into their country, eat out their sustenance, take billions of dollars of their money in airplane tickets, bus tickets, cars, apartments. The money is being handed out in truckloads. If those people are not needed or welcome in America, they are not an asset to America. Somebody that wants to come to America can apply, get in line, show that you love America, that you want to do something good for America, that you are productive, and we'll consider your application. But otherwise, go to hell. We don't want you. And the muscular class is saying that now, Romeo. They're saying to people like you, go to hell. We're not swallowing this swill anymore. This bullshit, this kumbaya that we welcome the whole world. No, we don't. Charlie Kirk said it today. Yeah, Charlie Kirk said it today. The way you destroy a country is take away their borders. A country without borders, Romeo, get your head out of your you-know-what. A country without borders is dead. It's not a country. And you're too dumb to figure that out because you spent too many years in college, even though your grammar is terrible. You can't even conjugate verbs. Nice try, Romeo. Well, see you later.
Sorry you feel so badly.
You're screwing my country. You're destroying the future of my children, you idiot.
Just a moment. Just give
you
me a
are
chance.
Destroying America. You and your ilk are
you
destroying America. You don't have a right to destroy our country. No, our ancestors fought, died, and bled
themselves
to save this country. And we're not swallowing your bullshit. All right. So I think Romeo knows how I feel. Any moment I'll get excited. So let's listen to Donald Trump. We got to have an antidote to Romeo there, and my antidote is Donald Trump. Let's listen to Donald Trump talking today to us. This is his summary coming out of court, the court that Romeo and his friends put him in. And, you know, you can understand why the Romeos of America are freaking out, because we're on to them. Finally, we're on to them. And it's not working anymore. Let's get his summary here. He's coming out of court. Did a lot of really good messages today. I just want to find this one of Trump coming out of court. I think I have it here. Let's see if I've got it. Well, hang on. Bear with me. I've had the same problem we had yesterday, and we'll have it in the days to come, is that There's so much here, and we only have a few moments left. So, here we go. Let's try this.
I have to say, this is collapsing on its own weight. I mean, you just have to stand back and let it fall. I mean, it just asking simple questions that the jury would want to know.
This is Jonathan Turley saying it's a joke. Here's another try.
Back in court in New York, one of the most high-profile criminal cases in U.S. history continues.
USA, the workers, the blue-collar counter-revolution.
Four more years.
How about that?
Okay, that's not the clip I wanted for you. Oh, find it, I think. There are so many posts. Yeah, well, let's find, my gosh. I mean, it's dozens of beautiful posts by Donald Trump. And looking for one here he is. I found it. My gosh.
So thank you very much. This is 8 days that we've all been sitting in this courthouse. This is all a Biden indictment. It's in order to try and win an election, political opponent. And nothing like this has ever happened. 8 days. As you know, the economy's falling apart now. Now you're seeing it for a little growth. It's going to get worse. Oil prices are going up. You have the college campuses all over closed down. Our country's going to hell. And we sit here day after day after day, which is their plan. Because they think they might be able to eke out an election, but I doubt it, because the poll numbers are very good for us. I just want to say that I've invited Biden to debate. He can do it anytime he wants, including tonight. Ready? Here we are. I invited him to the courthouse that he has us.
Brilliant. He knows he refers to him as Biden. No respect. Biden. Okay. He's inviting him. He's a prisoner at the courthouse. So he's saying, okay, Biden, come on. Let's go. Let's go. You want to take me out behind the schoolhouse, right? And you're gonna clobber me, Joe, like Pops.
Tied up in this administration. This is all being done through Washington. It's all
like Corn Pop. Yeah, like Corn Pop. All right, we got in a few seconds anyway of the great president today talking to us. All we could do is basically skim across the surface. We'll rejoin the Trump Clubhouse Monday. Be there or be square. I'll see you then Monday.
Health Simple with Kalwada Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.